Hello, this is Charles Reynolds. I want to tell you how I fine-tune the female body with the help of the patient, of course. These techniques are a little different than probably what you're used to, and so I think it deserves some explanation. First of all, there's several stages or categories of help. When I used to work in the emergency room, which I did for about 12 years, frequently the stage of help which I saw was the person who was a minute or two away from death. I might have had a couple of minutes to get them back to life. You know, they had to call it the golden window. It's 2 minutes to 4 minutes, during which time, if you don't do the right thing, they're dead. And my goal was not to make them in excellent health. It was to bring them from almost dead to poor health. And then I would frequently see people in very poor health. And the idea was to stabilize them and make them a little bit better. But the place where people get dropped, in my opinion, is when they show up at the physician's office with not poor health. There's no diagnosable disease, but the patient feels poorly. They feel like they're not their best, and all the blood tests are normal, and their hormones are told to be normal, and their thyroid's told to be normal, and they're only 40 pounds overweight or 60 pounds overweight, but they don't have diabetes, or maybe they have diabetes, but it's stable with the present medication. And what else is there to do? So they go home, but they're still not their best, and they don't know what else to do, and they feel like something's out of balance. But what I like to do, my favorite kind of patient, the thing that really changes people's lives, I think, is to take them before they drop, because the patient usually feels like, okay, there's nothing diagnosable, there's nothing new, there's nothing urgent, but I feel like I'm dwindling here, like if something doesn't change, I'm going to have some poor health. So my goal, the thing I like to do, is take that person and tune them up and bring them from reasonably good health to excellent health and stop that slow spiral down. Now, there's some techniques that I use to do that, and that's what I want to explain to you. Before I do that, I want to give you, I think it's probably good to just start with some examples of some patients, what happened and how I did it, or how they did it working together with me. The very last patient I saw, I'll start with her. She's in her mid-30s. She used to be a professional athlete. She used to being very healthy. She doesn't mind working out, or didn't mind, but now when she works out, she goes and exercises, and she feels worse instead of better the next day. And she has two children, and she's having trouble finding the energy to be a good mother, and her sex drive is down, and she's gained about 40 pounds. And so her husband actually calls me because he knows a man whose wife was helped by me, and the man was telling him how much better his wife was feeling. So her husband calls me and says, okay, you know, I'll pay you to take care of her, and let's see what happens. So I come and talk with the lady, and she goes through, well, everything's been tested, and I think I'm just tired because of my children, and really there's nothing wrong with me. And yeah, I used to be on Prozac, but I took myself off because it really wasn't doing that much good. And you can tell she's just not feeling that well. And she says, yeah, I used to be this, and people used to think I was gorgeous, but now, you know, I'm a mama, and so I'm overweight, but just the way it is. And yeah, our sex life is not that much, but you know, he's working a lot, and I'm tired from the children, and so it's understandable. And I said, well, just trust me. So let me do some blood work, and let's see what we can figure out. So this is what I found. She had a diagnosable low folate level. Absolutely diagnosable, cold black and white. It was too low. Now, this is a woman who's fairly well-to-do. She's not undernourished, but for some reason she wasn't getting enough folate, wasn't eating the right things, she was on no vitamins, you know, who knows, but it was low. Her testosterone level was low. Frequently I find that's the first hormone to fall. Women will go to their gynecologist, they're still having regular menstrual periods, they have the estrogen level checked, and guess what, they don't check their testosterone level. And if they do, they look at it the wrong way. I'll explain more how I look at it later, but the bottom line was she had a low testosterone level. She also had a low thyroid level, undiagnosed, even though she had been told her thyroid was normal. Now, how did I find a low thyroid level? There's two major thyroid hormones, T3 and T4. When I was in medical school, you could not directly measure free T3, which is the more active of the two. You had to do indirect measurements like a free thyroid uptake, or you got a total T3, but there is no direct measurement of free T3. We're talking about picograms, almost measuring molecules. There's such a small amount. Now we can get an accurate measure. I did an accurate measure. She was low. So here was a woman who had been told, she also had a diagnosable low DHEA level, which is the precursor to testosterone, but has its own biological activity with sex drive and and energy level and ability to concentrate. So I put her on DHEA, which is over the counter. I put her on a high dose B vitamin supplement, and including folate. I replaced her testosterone. She went from having trouble getting through her day and getting the housework done to literally her husband called me about 2 weeks later to tell me that she woke him up at 2 o'clock in the morning wanting to have sex. She was back to walking or jogging 3 to 5 miles every day. She had lost about 6 or 8 pounds. You know, this woman's life was changed. Now, when she went to her doctor, she wasn't sick, but she wasn't her best. Now she's on her way to being her best. Now, keep in mind, she was willing to go do this exercise before I did anything, but it just made her feel worse. Now, after pulling up the anchor of a poor metabolism and fine-tuning everything back to about mid-range for about a 30-year-old woman, she's able to go do her exercise, and now she feels better, and she gets results in her life, and her health has improved. All right, I'll give you another example. The woman I saw before her was a follow-up visit. I first saw this woman in about her mid-30s. I first saw her come dragging into one of my offices, literally on a walker. Very obese, having trouble making, took her about close to a minute to get from the door to the chair where she was going to sit in my room. Probably 45 seconds to move those few feet across my room. Around her home, she was using a wheelchair. Right? This woman who had become so obese, she'd become disabled from her job. She's well educated, occupational therapist. She become disabled from her job as an occupational therapist because of obesity, which complicated. She already had some difficulty ambulating because she had an old gunshot wound due to an accident as a teenager. So that combined with her obesity, she'd become unable to walk sufficient to do her job, had developed urinary incontinence, type 2 diabetes, she was depressed, and basically without hope. Now, 3 months later, I had her walking daily at the YMCA. She had lost a bunch of weight. Depression was gone. Focus and concentration was better. And she was using a cane. How did I do it? I found that she had an undiagnosed growth hormone level that was too low, possibly secondary to sleep apnea, which had been untreated. She also had a low testosterone level and a low T3 level. I personally went with her to the YMCA, helped her find which machine she could climb onto, and it was elliptical trainer that had supports for her arms on both sides of it, and initially she could only get on there for about a minute. Little more, about a minute and 10 seconds, I think, the first trip. Talked with her about how to cycle and do several episodes of a minute, work up in intensity. Talked with her about her diet. She actually spent 2 days with me away from her home, and I personally coached her on how to eat for 2 solid days. Her blood sugar improved, and we saw the results, like I said, by the end of a short time period. She was walking laps on the track at the YMCA. Now, so here was a woman who was actually in poor health, but by using that same the same tools that help bring someone from good health to excellent health can be used in combination with good medicine. I had to understand diabetes, the medicine she was on, had to understand depression and the medicine she was on. I don't pull any props away until I build new props to take their place. I never leave a vacuum. The body nothing in the universe tolerates a vacuum well. I always build something positive to take the place of the crutches that are already there before I pull them away. And usually I leave it up to the patient to decide when something needs to go, and they just feel their health or their mentation or their emotions improve, and then they're ready to chunk the old crutch. In this case, literally, she was ready to chunk her walker. I'll give you another example, last example, and then we'll get more into how the details of how I do this. A lady came to see me in a high position as an executive in a local corporation. Her job required very, very high level of functioning mentally throughout long days. She worked in 2 towns. She was used to functioning on a high level, actually competed as a bodybuilder, lived in a very intense lifestyle, and was willing to eat gravel if that's what it took to be healthy. But after a fall with some head trauma, she was diagnosed with post-concussive syndrome and had so much trouble thinking that she was having difficulty doing her job and had become overweight, in spite of her best efforts at exercise and diet. And I knew this was a woman who was willing to do anything, but she was not seeing results anymore and was told that her hormones were normal. All right. I had just come back from a conference in San Diego of endocrinologists there involved in a growth hormone study I was doing with Pharmacia at the time, who was bought out by Pfizer with their drug Genotropin. And a fellow there presented some MRI studies of the pituitary showing that in people in head trauma, that an intensive care unit had disruption of the microcirculation so that the small blood vessels that keep, that nourish the pituitary gland, which is the main gland of the brain, of the, and controls actually the hormone system of the entire body, that very crucial gland is damaged frequently, according to their study, from sometimes from head trauma, and it goes undiagnosed because people don't look for the growth hormone disruption, and they don't look for the testosterone disruption, they don't look for the free T3 disruption. I found this woman actually had a low growth hormone level, not by doing any sophisticated studies of her pituitary, but just doing a blood test and finding her growth hormone levels were low. Replaced it, her insurance paid for the replacement. She improved dramatically. She said, "I got my life back." Her sex drive came back. Her focus came back. She was able to focus on her work. Her energy came back. And now she got results when she went to the gym and when she did her diet, and she was cut and she was beautiful and she was intelligent again. Okay, that's just three of the last, that's three examples of the last few people I've seen in my practice. Now, in the next tract, I want to go over some of the principles I use, a little more detail about how I pull this off.